Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ken Chase. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Pesci trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is called out on strikes. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Conroy moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Conroy moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conroy scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Conroy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Keltner out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Conroy takes first base on ball four. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-0 in the game. Chase bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Conroy moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second, and DiMaggio is out. There's the throw to third, and Conroy is out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Steve Gromick now pitching. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 0 in the game. Chase hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mills, who is chasing the ball. Chase reaches third base with a triple. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pesce hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Pesce reaches second base with a double. Chase scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. Pesce scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive towards short. Pesce reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Conroy hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 2 in the game. Denning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Steve Gromyk. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denning moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Denning scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Chase hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland M. Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.